Okay. Just before Trish and Lou, I often do this, just my brain goes haywire. We're going to pray with them in a moment, but also want to turn us briefly back to James 1. Can you believe it? We've still not got through the whole of chapter 1. We've been doing this in September. I feel like Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Those of you who know him, he sort of basically preached on a full stop. He went very, very, very closely through passage. I'm nothing like that. Nowhere near it that good. But we want to give close attention to God's word. I'm going to read a few little passages just out of this James chapter 1 by way of recap, and then what we're coming on to next, which is verses 20 to 25. I'm not going to preach today. We want to give the time to these ladies here. But we will come back in a couple of weeks to this passage. So let's just read a few verses. There I are. Remember, at the very beginning of the chapter, I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but James, how did he describe himself? A servant of God. Jeff, servant of God. Put your name in here. A servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, a brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, quite likely. To the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. We've been looking at, haven't we? We've been looking at how to face these kind of trials and these difficulties in life, the tests of life. How to have faith. How to have wisdom, how to be kind, last time we were looking at, how to face temptation before that, all the practical wisdom from James. In verse 12, we spent a long time on verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. And then from verse 19 onwards, we did a little bit of this last week, and we're going on in a couple of weeks to do this. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be, what, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And we're going to be looking in a couple of weeks how to read your Bible, the Word of God planted in you, being those who don't just hear it, know it's there, but actually do it and put it into practice. How do we do that? How do we do that? Beware, I'm going to be asking some challenging questions of myself, and they may be challenging for you too. I may be asking you to be very, very honest with yourself and possibly with people here. No, I wouldn't do that, would I? Would I? About whether you honestly root yourself in the Word of God daily, or whether you think you do, whether you wish you do, or whether you honestly do, okay? Things like that are quite hard and a bit sensitive because we all know the right answers. Yeah, of course, we read the Bible, we know our Bible. Do we? And I'm being tough with myself here, and you've got to be tough with yours. I'm not going to be tough with you. You just be honest with yourself and be tough with yourself, because I honestly know from experience and believe with my whole heart that what James says is absolutely 100% nailed on true. The problem isn't with what he says, it's a problem with actually doing it. I have a problem with that, because I'm not what I should be. Anyway, enough of all of that. We're coming back to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the Word of God. Wow. It's going to be fun. Let me just pray with Lou and with Trish. Can I ask you to stand up, ladies? And I think you're going first, Lou, and then Trish is coming back. But let me just pray with you and then come and take wherever you want to. Father, it's so good to be here today. It's so good that we have friends with us, and we want to hear and be encouraged by what you are doing in the schools in Faversham and in this area. We thank you for the work of the trust. We pray for Trish and the trustees as they steer and oversee this work, and we pray for Lou and for Lisa as they, at the front end of things, go into the schools and look for opportunities that you give them to be good news to people. And we ask that they will be blessed here, that you will bless them, and that they will be encouraged by us in the work that they do. We thank you so much for them, and we pray that we will take that challenge to ourselves, that whatever you give us to do, whatever you put in front of us, we will be those who actually take it up and do it, that we will follow your leading, your call upon our lives, and be people who actually are good news, who are part of the kingdom that is coming into this troubled world of ours that you love so much. So we pray blessing upon them. Speak through them, Lord. We want to hear from you as they speak to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lou.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here. It's lovely to be with friends, and we've known you guys for a long time. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the questions that you ask and the way that you support us in what we do. I want to first just talk for Lise. I had a phone call with her yesterday. Unfortunately, she's not here today. Part of that is actually something that I'm going to talk about later, but it's to do with the amount of hours that she will do in a week. And so because for many of you, you actually know Lise and she came last time, I'm just going to be filling in some of what she does. If we could have the next slide. So I'll tell you a little bit about what Lise does. So Lise is our primary schools worker. She does around 16 hours a week, although realistically, as those of you know who have ever done a part-time job like that, you actually do way more than what you are meant to be doing. But in terms of contact, she does 16 hours. In primary schools, she is now doing Believe in Yourself courses, which I think that she spoke to you about last time. And this is a course where actually we are working with year threes to develop their confidence. Those of you who are who have seen the news about mental health statistics, there are quite alarming statistics that are around the childhood age. And part of Believe is about meeting with the needs of a year three. And actually we're looking at maybe even making it easier and taking it down to year two, year one, and working with these children on building up their confidence. So she works on the Believe in Yourself courses. Thank you for your prayers for that. It has been incredible. I'm just going to read out the last Believe course. She's just given me one of the feedbacks from the children was this. This has helped me boost my confidence, and I can begin to do stuff that I didn't know was possible. How amazing is that, that a year three can say, actually, I feel good having done this course, and actually I can now do the things that I didn't think were possible. This course, we believe God's heart is on it and his heart works through it, and actually that his spirit is at work in the young people's lives as Lise works through the books. She uses the Max Lucado books, and as she works through those books and as she works through the course with the young people, that actually God's spirit is at work in them. She has also been doing collective worship, which is the posh word for what we know as assemblies. And of course, she loves doing the assemblies, seeing so many young people in one go and hearing them afterwards singing the songs that she does in the playground. She also runs a lunch club called Trailblazers, which has just been going from strength to strength in terms of numbers. Actually, my friend's granddaughter goes there. She has no other church connection in her life other than Gran goes to church, and she absolutely loves it. And she was really sad when Lise was off ill because she couldn't go to Trailblazers, and she loves going there. One of the things that Lise also does are the prayer spaces. This is where we take a classroom or an area of school and we transform it into a space for prayer and reflection. There's lots of creative activities, so they're not just sat in a room, sort of, what do I do? Put my hands together, eyes closed. But they're taking part in activities that help them reflect on who God is, or on what prayer is, or on different situations that are going on in their life. She actually has one coming up. Actually, if we could go to the next slide. She has one coming up. There we go. The 13th of December. That is in Rakova. There is also one she's just planning for January time. So please be praying for these prayer days. It's such an opportunity for young people to just experience something of God. It's really exciting that she's able to go into these schools. And we've begun to see, we asked for prayer in the last church we went to about growing relationships. And I was asking Lise, is that still something you want prayer for? And she said, yeah. And it's been great how God has started to answer these prayers. Because many of you know, she was off for quite a while with illness. She had a fall and was off. And I think her heart was, what if contacts go? Because I'm not in, and I'm not in for a sustained time. What if the schools go, oh, we've forgotten about her? But actually, what's happened is schools were just delighted to see her back. And when we went to churches without her, and there were teachers that she worked with in those churches, they were always asking, when's Lise back? We're so looking forward to her coming back. So there has been these growing relationships. And even in one school, they have offered to look at a way of fundraising for the work that we do in that school, which is incredible that a whole school have looked at how can we support the work that you are bringing into our school. It's amazing what she does. Please continue to pray for her health. Most of you, I think, know that she has rheumatoid arthritis. It's a bit of a wordy one. And quite often she's in her wheelchair for that. Please be praying for her. She very often is in pain. I can't even imagine. I like the minute I've got pain, I've got a paracetamol in the other hand. So please, please be praying for her pain levels in general to be reduced. She has actually got that cough that's going around as well at the moment. So please be praying for that as well, because obviously that adds to pain. And so, yeah, please pray for her health. So on to the work that I do. So the last, it's been a year and a bit, hasn't it, since we've been here? And the last year in secondary schools has been absolutely wonderful. God has continued to open up doors to pupils through our Milk and Cookies Lunch Club, named by the children. I didn't realise they named it that, because that meant every week I had to bring milkshake and cookies for it to be Milk and Cookies Club. Really clever on their part. Drop-in lunch club that's open to anyone. We talk about anything from which boys we fancy, because it tends to be girls at the moment, although we've got a few boys coming along now, to actually being able to talk to them about prayer and talking to them about our faith and talking to them about God. We love these opportunities. It's just an opportunity to build up young people, to get connections with them. We've also had doors open for our prayer rooms. Last year, we did a prayer room in Kent College, and actually I've got another one this Friday, which is the Advent prayer room. For those of you who don't know, Kent College has a very high Asian population, of which are not the Christian side of that. And actually for them, coming into a prayer space where they're asked to engage with something that's not academic, that's actually reflective, it's quite mind-blowing to them to get that opportunity. And there's this amazing picture from last year's which I haven't got, unfortunately. I was trying to find it, and it's of this boy blowing bubbles with this massive smile on his face, and he's year 11, and the chaplain said, I don't think I've ever seen him smile. Like, but that whole room was based on bringing joy, the joy of Christmas. And, you know, bubbles bring me joy all the time, so there we go. So please be praying for my prayer room this Friday. I have to get that right. And we've also obviously had opportunities open up through the mentoring that we do. I've been connecting this term, actually, with sixth formers. This is something quite new for us. We often haven't been able to work with sixth form. But due to, I work one day a week for Swell Youth, and part of what I do there is training young people as peer mentors. And a couple of the schools asked if I could take that training through us into their schools. So in Canterbury High School and in Archbishop's School, I have trained a load of sixth formers who I will be meeting with monthly now and engaging with and building up their confidence in the work they do. The whole point to us is we are helping in encouraging young people and equipping young people in their emotional health and pulling peace back into school. We also have been running the GLOW course, although I haven't been doing it this term. The GLOW course is a self-esteem course, primarily for girls, and we've been connecting with young girls on that. And the best part of the GLOW course, this is what I love doing, is on the last week, me and whoever the other leader is doing it, we will write them letters. And we take time over the weeks to write these letters. We pray for them, we write down, and we write these letters. And they're not letters that are about God or letters that are about, you know, with prayers in them, but they're just what we feel is on our heart, and we speak truth and into their lives. And the feedback we've got from that, we had one girl who said, just coming on the GLOW course has helped me understand my anxiety. And I thought, we didn't even talk about anxiety, did we? But something about coming has helped her understand it and helped her put calming and peace into her life. We had another girl who said, I kind of wish that GLOW was our PSE lesson because I can feel like I can speak about anything and ask any question. These are the ways in which we can engage with young people's lives. Obviously, I also do our collective worship stroke assembly stroke in Kent College chapel service, so I have lots of words for that. I also continue to do that in Kent College and in Archbishop's and every now and again up at the Abbey School with the Year 7s. Our mentoring project has continued to expand. I think since I was here, I worked out we've had two new groups of mentors, meaning that we have been able to extend our project into the Archbishop's School. I also now have a second person with me in Barton Court, and of course we've topped up Canterbury High as well. When I told the schools that we had more mentors being changed, every time they're like, we are so thankful, we are so appreciative of these people. These are volunteers, of which you could be one, and we have one, and where is he? He's at the back. How are you hiding? You're tall. Of people who give up their time to work with young people, to listen, and to build them in their well-being, to build them up in what they do. This year, I actually got released to do the training myself, which was a bit of a growth curve for me, but it was really exciting, and we had a wonderful group, including, as I said, one from your church, a wonderful group of people, and it was just really, really fun to work with them, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. Over the next few weeks, they'll be going into schools for the first time, so please be praying for them. Could you pray also for Stefano, because he's going to go into the Abbey School, and that takes a little bit more organisation, so please be praying for the smoothness of that to work out. Throughout all of this, God has encouraged me to put my roots down into him, to regularly thank him for what he has done and what he is doing and what he is going to do, and to trust him for fruit. And this has led to change. It's led to closure in some places, and it's led to us having to take courage. This morning, you looked a little bit at James 1:22, and it talks about not listening, but also doing the word of God. For us as a trust, that is central to what we do. We want to listen to what God is saying to us, and then we want to do what he is saying for us to do, even if it feels like it's going to take courage and it's going to take closure. Over the last year, we believe that God has put it in our hearts to grow and to step out in a new adventure with him. What I'm about to say, I wrote on a day that started with a rainbow. I woke up, I opened the curtains, and there was a rainbow. And it reminded me that we worship a God who is one of promises and one of promise keeping. I then wrote this on a day where I decided I would take two dogs on an adventure. And as I was on this adventure, God spoke to my heart about our next adventure. I wrote this on a day where I opened my Bible verse, and the Bible verse of the day was this, Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Bit by bit, structure came to what God was trying to say. He is a God of promises, of encouragement, and of immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. And I believe that he is asking us as a trust, and we believe that he is asking us as a trust to take his hand and go on an adventure with him that will bring glory throughout the generations. My adventure that day was in some woods that I'd not been in before, unfamiliar paths that I had to just trust without a map to kind of wander through with my canine friends. I had no plan other than to have an adventure in a lesser known place. Our adventure as a trust is about expansion, growth in our work, growth in our impact, growth in our finances, and most importantly, expansion of his kingdom. We believe God has spoken to us, and we are imagining what he may do. We have come this far by his grace, of which we are beyond thankful for. And we continue to remind ourselves of that, that it is by him alone that we still walk forward. What we're going into might seem like a lesser known place to us, but we know he will lead us forward in this adventure. As I walked through the woods with my canine friends, Jesus began to remind my heart that actually we are his, and we are made to be fruitful. We are partnering with God. We are trusting his eternal plan for the church, the people of God, to extend his kingdom on this earth. We were made to be fruitful. So my question for you today is, will you join us on the adventure? We have a vision for this adventure, and our vision is this. Number one, every child hearing and knowing that they are uniquely made and loved. Number two, that teenagers are equipped in their emotional health. Number three, that we would encourage peace in every part of school. And number four, that we would empower the local church to be part of everyday school life. And we believe this is done with a Christian presence being in every school. Our desire, though, has been for many years to fund a full-time hours, or at least more hours, for a primary school's worker. Imagine this, the Believe in Yourself course run in every single school, that every year three would have a chance to grow their confidence. Lunch clubs in every school that would enable young people to hear about Jesus and grow in their faith. Prayer rooms where they can experience something of God. Assemblies in every school so children can hear the news of Jesus. It would be easy to dream. It would be easy to stay in that place. It would be comfortable to stay in that place, because often we dream when we're lying down. But I don't believe God is asking us to just dream, because dreaming doesn't make a difference. To see this become reality, we need to step out. And one of the reasons, one of the ways, is going to be through finances. This year we are asking our friends and our family, are you part of the 100? The 100 is 100 people or 100 groups of people that are going to pledge to give £10 a month, either as an addition to what they already give or a new monthly donation. And we believe that 100 people, 100 pledges of £10 a month would actually extend the work that we do and see some of these dreams become reality. Those who join the 100 get to be in one of four tribes, which I just find really exciting. And all the money will be centralised, so they won't go into different pots. But each tribe will get its own emblem, its own challenges, its own prayers to pray. There are more details about this on our website. So who could you ask to join you in the 100? We know, however, that the campaign itself can't grow us. No matter how fancy, inspiring, or cool the alliteration on the names is, but therefore, we're not focusing on the immeasurably more that God can do. Rather, we are focusing on the now to him of that verse. It is only by his grace we will grow. So please pray that we will follow his lead. Please pray for growth. And please pray for our protection. As I wrote this, God spoke to me and to Lee separately about the need that we would have to armour up in this season. That as we step out and advance his kingdom, we will be doing battle. And so the need is there to pray for our protection. I wrote this on a day that I read Before I Am by Max Lucado. In it, he talks about Mary at a wedding in Cana. How she never tells Jesus what to do. Rather, she just tells him the issue. Would you join us in bringing this issue to Jesus? The needs we see for our children and young people. The lack we have in our finances to provide. Would you walk with us in this adventure of asking him for his immeasurable help so that we can help others? Would you stand with us as we look to Jesus, to our Father, to God, and ask whatever happens next will advance his kingdom and reveal his glory? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes. So I just wanted to read a few scriptures because we are doing what the word says, and that's what Jeff has encouraged us to do, is to do what the word says, not be just hearers but doers. So a couple of scriptures. Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. That's what we should be doing. And it says, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and the wonderful works that he has done. That the generation to come might know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And that's the aim, is to do that to generation after generation. And that's so important. And just another quick scripture in Deuteronomy. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess. And these words which I command you this day will be in your heart, and you will teach them diligently to your children. You will talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down and when you rise up. And it literally means to imprint them on the children. And this is the aim of school's work, to actually teach the children about Jesus. And I know that's in all of your hearts. And that's our aim, and that's what we're doing. And we want you to join us in that. We would like you to invite you to pray. That's the most important thing. You may not know this, but it's only the only support we get is from churches like you and individuals, both in prayer and finance. And so we're looking to people like yourselves to support us, to pray with us and to give. At the moment, our finances, what we get in, doesn't quite match what goes out. And we're looking to increase, to grow. We would love to see, my passion is primary, and we would love to see full time. Lise has to turn down invitations, and that grieves her. She doesn't want to have to do that. She says, no, I haven't got the time. She's actually only employed 16 hours, but as Louise says, she does a lot more than that. But we would like to do full time and cover so many more schools, so many more assemblies. I see assemblies as throwing out the seed, and then it grows. God grows it, and we see folk getting saved. So that is so important. So please pray for our income. Please be part of the giving if you feel you can. If you already give, maybe you could increase, because our wages increase and we forget to do that, don't we, sometimes. Pray that the Lord will touch the children, primarily, of course, in the schools to which the girls go, but also the adults, because they come into contact with adults all the time, and we've seen God use our workers in the past to have really good influence for the Lord on the adults. The secretaries, they have to meet as they go in, the head, teachers who have to listen to the assemblies or whatever. So please pray, both adults as well as children. And as Louise has said as well, for the health of the workers. That's really important. And also as they travel, because obviously they're in and out of their cars going from one place to the other. And wisdom, that they might know when to say yes, when to say no, and what to say. You know, it's all the time that they're making many, many decisions about what next, where to go, what to accept, etc. A couple of other things you could do is, if anybody is into wages and knows how to organise wages and how that should happen, at the moment we have to pay somebody to give us some figures. I don't understand it, but anyway, we have a treasurer, but he can't do that bit. And that would save us some money. If anybody knows anybody that could do that, or one of you could, that would really help us. Also on the back table, two people have already noticed, there are Christmas cards, gospel Christmas cards, with scriptures on and lovely Christian messages on. And we're selling those for schools work as well. I think Jeff already mentioned that to you. Also, there's a prayer letter that comes out, and I know Jeff has them and puts them on the table. If you would like to receive it by email, you could give me your email address afterwards, and we can send it that way as well. So we want to thank you for all your support in the past and hopefully in the future. And we want to praise God for so many things. The schools are still open. That, to me, is amazing. We can go in as Christians into our schools. All right, we can't share the gospel in the sense of being too overt, but we can teach about the Lord. We can teach from the scriptures. And it's amazing that they're still open. But we want to do more. And that's really the message today. We want to do more. So we want to praise the Lord for what he's done in the past and for what he will do in the future.
Here for a minute. Trish and Lou, join me. Steph, are you able to come up here as well? Because I'm going to pray for you a little bit as a mentor. I know that you want me to pray, wouldn't you? All of us want to pray with these folks. I can't remember. I mean, I've been around in Faversham a long time now. I can't remember when I first became aware of Lou. But she is such a gift of God in so many ways. We've heard one way, but in lots of ways, she's a gift of God to Faversham, to the church, Big C, in Faversham, without a doubt. She's a gift of God. Come on, Steph. She's a gift of God to the schools all around here. Her heart and her dedication and her love for the Lord Jesus. And we want to pray. I mean, so is the other guys. But I think we need to say for Lou and to thank God for Lou. But we're going to pray for the work, Christian Schools Work Trust, Canterbury Christian Schools. Let's pray. And Father, it's just so good to hear. And it's so good to actually just spend time with brothers and sisters who love you and who want to share that love with others. We pray, first and foremost, for the schools of Faversham and this part of Kent. And Lord, we do thank you. We don't take it lightly, the opportunities that there are. And we're grateful for those. And we have to say, we don't know how long that window, that door will be open. And so we thank you for those on our behalf, in a way, are taking that opportunity and making the most of it, as your word commands us to make the most of every opportunity whilst it's still day. And I pray for the work of Canterbury Christian Schools Work Trust, and we here as a church want to lift them to you and pray for them. As mentioned before, the trustees, the other trustees, along with Trish, and their role in encouraging support for the work, in communicating that in different scenarios, different places, different churches, we pray for them, Lord, and pray that you would touch them so that they have your wisdom. And we do ask, particularly for that need for a treasurer. We know that's a need in many organizations and many places at the moment, but we pray that you'll provide a person who can do what needs to be done and has those skills, that people would step up and step forward so that they will enable this work of the kingdom. Lord, we pray for Lisa and we pray for Lou. We thank you for all that they do. We've heard just a little taster again about how things are going, for the new opportunities that have come in. Lord, we pray for that gap between the needs that they see and the requests from schools and what they are able to deliver. And we know, Lord, that is mainly about the finances, so we pray for that. We pray for the success of this 100 thing, because we just know that there are people who you are touching and you're putting it on their hearts to support this particular work of your kingdom, and we pray that that would enable more to be done. But Lord, we also pray for the wisdom to know how to devote time to the different opportunities that there are when there is such great need in our schools. So we do pray, Lord, that you would be at the heart of this. Thank you that we've heard that again, that you truly are. We're focusing on you, and you will direct us and lead us. So, Lord, would you bless Luce, speak through her to children, to young people. Same for Lise, we pray, that it's not just activity, it's not just great ideas, but it's actually your love that is coming through and meeting people, meeting youngsters and the teachers and the grown-ups too. And that's Jesus, that right there, present in those classrooms, in those rooms, in those lives. We pray for the mentors who work, who have been trained by Lou and who work in the schools. We think of Steph especially and pray, as we've been asked to pray, for a smooth opening into the school locally here, into Abbey. But we pray that for all the mentors, Lord, and that again you will put the right people in the right places at the right time to do what you want them to do. Lord, we're just so grateful that we don't have to do this alone, that this is your work and not our work, and that you graciously invite us to be part of that. Lord, we pray that we will be inspired by what we've heard to take every opportunity that you give us, both to support Canterbury Christian Schools Work Trust and to do what you've called us to do in relation to that or anything else. We want Jesus to be known. We want Jesus to be exalted, to be glorified, to be lifted up. And we pray all of this in his name. Amen. Amen.